AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
That's right, Gloria.
That's not the original.
On the telephone?
T-sips.
T-sip.
T-sips.
T-sip.
T-sips.
T-sip.
T-sips.
T-sip.
Hey, yo, I ain't gonna hurt. Hey, yo, I ain't gonna hurt. Wrong time.
T-sips.
Wristband theme park. Scratch card. Lanyard.
T-sips.
Gong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Going until 6:30 p.m. Hand it over to Adam Oslin. Clipper pregame, Noah Eagle. Play-by-play, Clippers Mavericks at StapleCrypto.com Center.
One day.
Is it still Staples Center?
I think it's Staples till the end of the year.
Is it?
Is it the Crypt?
Was
it Crypt immediately?
Is it Christmas? Is it Thanksgiving? I know there's like...
I think this is the last Christmas at Staples.
Is that what it is?
I believe so.
Staples Center. Tip-off, 7:30.
The last Jingle Ball.
You know, I'm always going to refer to it as Staples Center.
Why?
That's what I'm going to do.
Because office supplies are so important to you?
Right.
It's not a War Memorial Stadium.
Exactly.
If it's a War Memorial Stadium... then you might want to think about staying with that name. USC and United Airlines. Shills.
And if that's the case, they'll never rename it. They will just name the court, the field.
Yeah.
Like now,
and you
Arrowhead.
Can ignore that.
Arrowhead's got like some weird thing. It's like.
And everybody ignores
Rabubi
it.
Rabubi Field. Everybody at Arrowhead. Ignores,
yeah.
Totally.
What does Rabubi sell?
What do you think? Rabubi.
Reverbed boobs.
Exactly.
We are...
Boobs with an echo.
We sell echo. Zing, zang. It almost sounds like an echo.
A little bit.
You say zing, and it comes back zang. America's number one selling and most awarded Bloody Mary brand, Matt.
Indeed. They're in a can, and you can take them with you wherever you go. 9% alcohol. These are full-fledged cocktails in a can, not some fizzy seltzer. No. It is premium vodka for the Bloody Mary. It is premium tequila and triple sec for the Marg. Then it is premium Kentucky bourbon for the bourbon sour. Always bold, always ready. ZingZang.com to find where you can pick yours up. And ZingZang, responsibly.
All right, Matt.
Time.
I said that I wasn't going to do this this year, but I realized I started getting so many texts and people that are going out tonight and people that are causing...
That freeway was a little light today.
Upheaval.
I think people are already out.
You know, and it used to be, when we were kids, you know, we had Thursday and Friday off. Like our jobs, we have Thursday and Friday. Well, I don't. Like, but from the radio, we have Thursday and Friday off. So that's the way it used to be in school.
Now?
Now these punk-ass kids have the whole week off.
Whole week.
I mean, I was...
Whole week!
I was Boo Radley today. I came up from doing some work, and there were six kids in my pool. Six 9-year-old boys.
You know who else gets the...
And I was like, hey, guys, every time you come in here, you wreck my pool. You leave stuff everywhere. And one of the kids, Jackson, was like, yeah, we do. And I was like, it's not funny. I don't like it. Like, I was a real curmudgeon. Then I felt bad. Like, man.
You should feel bad. These kids got the week off. They tear it up.
They wreck my pool.
Well, how do they wreck it?
They leave stuff everywhere. They don't pick
what?
Up.
Like what? What do they leave? Like Fritos in the pool. And
you
got floating food.
Clothes.
You got to scoop it out.
That was a French fry. I had to get out of there yesterday.
Hey.
They take the net and they unhook the filter and leave it. And I have to go retrieve the hose and put it back
oh,
in.
No.
There's all this crap floating around. They should have cleaned it up after themselves.
They're not going to. They're 9-year-olds.
F them.
On to the next thing.
Oh, I would have got after their ass.
On to the next thing. We got to go get some of these yogurt-covered pretzels.
If I didn't tell them over and over and over again, I wouldn't have done it today. But soon I'm gonna fill that pool with concrete.
Listen.
And one day those kids are gonna dive in and they're gonna break their heads.
And then I'm gonna paint that concrete to look like a pool.
Exactly.
And it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be like the blue turf at Boise. It's gonna kill every bird in the stadium.
Don't be that dad. Don't be the dad that everyone's like, hey, Fletch, your dad seems kinda cool, but he's really a D. Like he can really be a D.
Listen, Matt, they have taken so many liberties with my pool. and the hose.
A french fry and a hose.
They've sprayed water all through my office and gotten the whole thing wet.
I can see that. Hey, you kids, that figure's in the box, and now the box is wet.
No, no, that's not what it is. And if my wife didn't get all riled up about it,
my wife!
I probably wouldn't care.
So does she put you up to it?
I have to sit here and listen to her. There's six kids in the pool right now. They're all off school. How did you let them in? How am I supposed to stop them? Tell them they can't come in. They're not like vampires.
Hey, kids, get back inside and start staring at your phones again. Enough of this crap in my pool. Get out of here.
Two kids in the pool is one thing. Six. It's not that big of a pool. And there was a french fry. You've never even seen it.
I assume you're on the hill.
Whatever.
Those pools are huge.
Well, anyway, going back up on the hill.
Is, everybody has the whole week off now, so all bets are off. You know, everybody's doing all kinds of stuff. None of you people have, you know. Well, who also got a week off? Oh, the real heroes, the teachers.
But hey, they got ski week coming up. And then they got parent-teacher conferences coming up. And then they got the
Don't forget the 2 weeks off for Christmas.
And then they get 2 weeks for the three. Two.
Yeah, but tell me how hard you got it. Tell me how hard Zoom school was. All right, well, I've struggled with this recently, Matt. But
I love our teachers. All of them. They're the real heroes.
Yeah. Terrorist.
I protest. I like that song. Okay,
it is a good song.
It's very catchy.
I think of most parents as terrorists. Look at what those kids think about me. I'm coming out yelling about the pool.
Fletcher, your dad's an a-hole. No, they call him the PN, the pool Nazi.
Hey, there's other pools around here. Go exploit those.
Yesterday, I had to pull a french fry out of here, kids. Matt,
and then they leave the boogie board is in there.
Right.
It creates shadows. And what happens? Algae grows. They throw rocks in there, and then my pool man's complaining about the algae. Everybody just complains to me about it, and no one will talk to the kids. I got to go talk to the kids. Anyway, let's do the disclaimer.
It's the Petros Papadakis annual Thanksgiving public service announcement.
Back in town, Thanksgiving weekend, can't wait to get together with the bros.
They said.
What you think is a good idea really isn't.
Damn, I knew this was a bad idea.
I can't believe I'm home for Thanksgiving. I can't wait to go out with all my girlfriends and get drunk.
So before you make the biggest mistake of your life, let Petros talk some sense into you.
Here we go.
It's real, and some people do need to wear it, and I know things have changed over the years, but I believe this is still important to some of our listeners, so I'm going to warn you against expectations of going out and seeing people that you used to know in high school before Thanksgiving, and actually going out and seeing people that you used to know in high school before Thanksgiving. The two things are different and can be handled in a different way. As I get older, my thirst to tell people what to do has waned.
Except for the meddling kids.
That's my house. With COVID, I don't want to make it seem like I don't think people should do stuff, because I am not the popo in that way. I don't care that you're going out and getting drunk on any other night and rubbing up against people. That's your issue. This is more about expectations and social humiliation, because we all have in our minds, to a certain degree, some more than others, a mock epic going on in our mind, and that is what our life is. What you were in high school, who your friends were in high school, what they were actually like.
We were the cool kids, man.
Exactly. That's what you're thinking.
Man, we were cool
and
kids.
It's good to have those memories. And sometimes those memories are thrown down a well, a flaming well, when you actually see things for what they are. And God forbid you're more sober than those people when you see it, because then you're really going to feel like crap. And then what are you going to do with your Thanksgiving? Lament your past, as opposed to looking upon it fondly.
And that's not helping.
No, it doesn't help anybody. Next thing you know, you're screaming at a bunch of nine-year-olds. Look, it's hard, because you wonder, how's it going to be?
It's hard.
How's it going to be?
How's it going to be?
When you see these people that you went to high school with. And you think, it's going to be like what high school was like in your mind.
When you walked in the door and everyone's like, hey, here he comes.
A light beer commercial.
Right.
Light beer commercial style. That's what we all think is going to happen on a night like this, where you go to the whatever bar and we've been through it. In this place, it's the this. Is this place. And we've gotten all those texts. We've
that
done
was
this.
A good time.
We've done this for years, guys. For us in Palos Verdes area, it was Hennessy's and Redondo.
You're going back up on the hill.
And I don't even know if it still is. God help me if there's still 44-year-olds running around Hennessy's and Redondo tonight or tomorrow night. Talk about being depressed. But you think about it as a light beer commercial, like Matt said. Everybody says Norm's name when he walks into the bar. Everybody, a good-looking friend, well-dressed, of every race, that is aged perfectly, laughing just like you told the greatest joke ever. That's what we think.
Ha!
That's what we found. God! You remember that time?
Man, nothing's changed, bro.
Yeah. And in your mind, nobody's overserved. Nobody is awkward. Nobody's fat or sad or disappointed with their life or frustrated or depressed or sallow. And that's not reality. That's not what's going to happen. The truth is, people are drunk. People lament their lot in life. The best thing you can do the night before Thanksgiving. And I know
because we encourage people to go out now.
Not everybody has this option. But the best thing you can do is keep it in the family. I'm not saying it has to be your family. But people that you're used to spending time with. Not seeking
You're saying don't put yourself out there.
Don't put yourself in play.
Don't put yourself out there.
Don't go to the riot.
There you go.
Don't go to the riot.
Don't put yourself out there.
But if you do put yourself in play, don't put yourself in play with the expectations that some girl who always thought you were cute in the back of the Spanish class, who's got huge boobs and a Colombian background, is going to take you
Sounds very specific.
Into some beaded room and have her way with you and rock your world like she wanted to in 1992. Because that ain't going to happen ever. It never happens. It's never happened to anybody on this night. And if it has, I haven't heard of it.
What usually happens?
And just to tell you, Matt, that I'm flesh and blood.
Yeah.
That it's not all dollars and cents with me.
Yeah.
She was beautiful. She had...
Her name? Marisa.
And here comes Johnny Fontaine with his olive oil skin and his guinea chow. And she runs away with him. She's the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had him all over the world. The point is, if you do go out, manage your expectations. If you don't, you're saving yourself a lot of disappointment. If you get drunk and you feel like you want to go through the yearbook and call somebody, we can no longer advise you to sink your phone in the toilet. It is too expensive.
It is.
And that is irresponsible as a show to do. But it would be good to put your phone in a glass of water and freeze it in the fridge and the refrigerator and the freezer.
Have
so
a dear
it's
friend,
a block of ice.
Have a dear friend hide it.
Like Matt Leiner.
Don't tell you where it is for 24 hours.
Best thing is to avoid these
things. Yes.
Because when you put yourself in play, you might end up on trial like Rittenhouse.
What if you don't have to leave that answering machine message? And instead, just like a little chat snap. Like, hey, you know what? This thing's going to be deleted in 24 hours. Anyway, I'm just going to lob it out.
40-year-old chat snap?
Yep.
That's not depressing?
A little bit.
Don't chase it tonight, kids.
A little bit.
Even if you're 25, don't be chasing.
Check out this selfie of me on the chat snap with a cool filter. I got this crazy beard and these devil horns. You into it?
Anybody like this?
Anybody?
Doesn't anybody want to be wanted?
Anybody?
So there's your disclaimer. Coming up next, top story of the day, NFL related. We got an F1 report.
Foosball.
We got quick hits, dead and alive, and a fun fact.
Get a job.
Petros and Money.
PMS.
With LA Sports. Now.
Pop it, everybody. everybody. Welcome back. PMS is on the air. Happy to be with you on AM 570 LA Sports. We had a great conversation with Justin Turner a little earlier. Tom Telesco as well. All of it on the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. Two hoops games tonight. UCLA Gonzaga on AM 1150. Clippers Mavericks right here on AM 570. Yay!
Can't wait.
America's number one selling and most awarded Bloody Mary brand is Zing Zang. And now it comes ready to drink. Full strength cocktails in a can for you to enjoy this weekend. Zing Zang. Always bold, always ready. Go zingzang.com. Takes the edge off being with your family in the morning during Thanksgiving holiday. A little Zing Zang Bloody Mary. Please, Zing Zang responsibly. It is time for the top story of the day.
The top story of the day.
Brought to you by HMS Capital. Check out HMSCapital.com. Take the HMS Capital Challenge from Mark Tye. Supply with HMS Capital and any other lender you wish. They want to earn your business with no appraisal fees, no application fees, and rates they believe will lock you in with them. HMSCapital.com. Last night, P, I was subjected to a Monday Night Football game because I was paid to cover it for a broadcast that started at 1 a.m. and ended around 4 a.m. in the U.K.
Yes, big victory for the Bucks.
Big blowout of the Giants.
Well, fake vax card guys really got one over on the Giants.
That's right. Ain't nothing fake about the way they play football. A couple things that stood out to me. One, I don't know if I've seen better facial expressions by disgusted sports fans than the New Yorker snowbirds that have made their way to Central Florida and attended the game with their Mark Bavaro and their Hostetler and their Phil Sims and their Dave Meggett jerseys, and how
O.J. Anderson,
how disgusted they were by the performance put on by that bunch in the red, white, and blue throwbacks. And that's probably what compounded the issue for all those lunk-headed New Yorkers, was seeing them in the unis from their heyday, the Parcells, Phil Sims era, Super Bowl victory-winning Giants of days past.
Yeah, and then, you know, the Eli stumble and bumble.
Two Super Bowls.
Chap lip Coughlin face.
There's that, too. Exactly right. The chap lip face of Tom Coughlin, the gap tooth of Michael Strahan, the bright smile of O.C., Umenyora, and the perennial the
catch a ball on
look.
Your head.
Yeah, David Tyree,
yeah.
And the perennially confused look from Eli Manning when he broke huddle.
Plexico.
Oh, let's not forget about a guy that wears sweatpants with no underwear and a handgun tucked in to the waistband.
Shot myself.
So, I mean, it's one thing to shoot yourself in the leg. It's another thing to have it right there next to your junk, and it ends up missing.
Unwise.
Yes. One thing that stood out to me beyond all of that, how fortunate we are in Los Angeles, or for all of the fans of the Rams and or Chargers, to have the two quarterbacks that we have in town. Justin Herbert coming off Sunday Night Football where he did something no other quarterback in NFL history has ever done, throwing for 380, rushing for 90. He already had four fourth quarter comebacks this year to win games. And in that contest, he made it his fifth. Since he came into the league, no quarterback has more fourth quarter comeback victories than Justin Herbert. Matthew Stafford is easily the most talented, one of the most talented throwers. I love when people say that. You know, one thing about Matthew Stafford is this is the most talented thrower of the football in the league.
Yes, he's got great arm talent.
I like when they describe it that way. Listen, with Matthew Stafford, you got one of the most talented throwers of the football in the league, okay?
What else would he throw?
I mean, he's not a passer? No, that guy's a thrower of the football, okay?
Matthew Stafford's a real person.
He is.
And a real attorney.
Listen, again. Matthew Stafford, these last 2 weeks notwithstanding.
Just stay on Herbert. Wash Herbert. You don't have to wash Stafford. He's played horribly. Looks like Goff the last 2 weeks.
He'll get it back. He'll get his get-right game this week. I don't even know who they're playing. But it is crazy how easily it can get sideways on you. And you saw it on the field last night. The Buccaneers have a number one pick in a draft where scouts and GMs and media folk are all excited about the guy that's going to land in Tampa, Jameis Winston. Now, granted, there's a sexual assault accusation. There's a crab leg stuffed into the pants out at the Publix.
A double assault or whatever. Remember the one
Uber?
In Arizona.
So there's that. But as far as what he's able to do on the football field.
That's a different story.
Leadership for his football team.
They got a Packers.
Oh, wow. That's another physical football team now that they're going to have to contend with after back-to-back physical confrontations against the Titans defense and the 49ers.
That might
defense.
Be America's game of the week, Sunday, November 28th at 1:25.
Very well could be. Wouldn't be surprised in the least if it were.
Just wash up Herbert. Forget Stafford, Matt.
All right, I've moved past Stafford. Let's talk about those Buccaneers. Jameis Winston, number one overall pick. Florida State national championship game, celebrated as a leader, as a quarterback, as a real cerebral guy. We heard stories about how he was offered Stanford, turned it down to go to Florida State, play for Jimbo Fisher.
That wasn't true.
Well, I saw it on the internet, so it had to be.
But...
had to be true. Get David Shaw on the phone. Let's ask him.
You actually have to apply to Stanford to get in.
That's not what I heard. I heard they said, you're special, Jameis. You are the exception to our longstanding rule.
David Shaw called me. He said, Jay Boo.
That's right.
You're special, and you don't have to apply. Glenn Milburn had to apply, but not you.
No.
Jim Plunkett had to apply.
I ate that W. Got into Stanford. Didn't even have to apply. But again, he was celebrated as a no-brainer, number one overall pick. The Bucs will be set for years.
I remember.
Jameis Winston. 5 years later, he put together the first ever 30-touchdown, 30-interception season.
30 for 30.
And was on his way out, taking a modest free agent deal to back up Drew Brees in New Orleans. Tom Brady decides to sign with Tampa. Few additional pieces around him, but really, for the most part, a very similar roster that Jameis Winston had. And they win a Super Bowl title, and I would say, as it stands today, through 11 weeks of football, they're probably the favorite in the NFC to go back to the Super Bowl because a 44-year-old decided that's where he was going to quarterback. 1 year after passing on a quarterback, when they had the number two overall selection, they took Saquon Barkley, running back out of Penn State, instead of Sam Darnold, instead of Josh Allen, instead of Josh Rosen, instead of Lamar Jackson.
I remember warning against this. Not as a draft expert, for I am not a draft expert.
But as?
I don't trust the big-legged great running back out of Penn State since Keijona Carter.
It has been a long, not pretty history.
And it doesn't mean you're a bad running back. It's just, please don't put your life in the hands of a rock and roll band. They'll throw it all away. You make a running back your future, even if it's King Henry, your future's not very bright.
Feels like, as the case is in Indianapolis right now with Jonathan Taylor, you can do that in the second round, and you'll be just fine. Just like they did in Tennessee.
Hell.
You can do it in the second round, and you'll be just fine.
Might be some swole guy working in a mine in western Colorado. You don't even have to freaking draft him.
Ain't that four touchdowns on Sunday night. Meanwhile, Saquon...
You can see the Instagram Live with Matt Money Smith on AM570's Instagram today with Austin Eckler. 4-touchdown performance.
Be sure to pay attention early as I stumble around and say things like, is it on? Is this working? Okay, well, I think we're going.
It's part of the adventure.
Exactly right. They decided to pass on Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Lamar Jackson to take a running back. And in the following draft, they found themselves in the quarterback market. And with the number 6 overall pick, word was they loved Daniel Jones. Now, they had 3 picks in that first round, and many thought they could get Daniel Jones in the teens. They might be able to get Daniel Jones in the 20s. There was conversation. There was some real heat, and some people got attacked on social media for not having Dwayne Haskins rated higher. The fact he had to slide to the Washington football team and get picked by an owner that watched him play in high school and was all excited for his homecoming. Point being, they decided to take Daniel Jones with the number 6 overall pick, passing on Dwayne Haskins, earning them a lot of derision on social media for doing that.
But at least it's panned out.
Certainly has. Haskins' future is bright in Pittsburgh as the third-string quarterback. Daniel Jones taken with the exact pick the Chargers used the very next year to select Justin Herbert. Number 6 overall. And in less than 24 hours, you could see the incredible difference between where these two franchises are and where these two franchises are heading. The Giants today fired their offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett, after a dismal performance last night and the inability for Daniel Jones to look any better in his third season as he did in his first. And, Cates, what's the word on Jason Garrett after he was dismissed by the Giants today?
I heard his name on the Colin Cowherd show today mentioned for the USC job.
Care to weigh in on that?
Good luck to him. That's a great hire, I think.
Okay, let's just do that then. Let's hire him. I'll try to do
I'll
that
try
every
for
time.
That every time, though.
They fired Jason Garrett. Their season is lost. 3-7, humiliated on national TV. Quarterback looked like he had no business being a starter in the NFL. Fans today calling for Gettleman's head, calling for Daniel Jones to never take a snap in the red, white, and blue of the Giants ever again.
What about Joe Judge? How does he slide?
Joe Judge is a man of exceptional character and a leader of men.
Well, you know, the Chargers did have to fire everybody last year.
They did. But in that 24 hours, you saw the difference that a quarterback makes. When you have
That's
that, and after they fired their entire coaching staff, most people said, of all the jobs out
it's
there,
it's a desirable job because Justin Herbert showed what he did as a rookie.
When you can do that.
Although he could not save the staff that was there.
He would have liked to. But alas,
they are gone.
One of the bright young superstars in this league in just his second season, saving his team from an embarrassing loss with that 53-yard connection to Mike Williams down the left sideline. When you get the quarterback position right, so many things you can do with a roster to surround that one player in an effort to win the division, playoff game or games, or even the Super Bowl. When you don't have it right, you are absolutely screwed, no matter how you try to build it. And my God, how quickly and how easily you can find yourself in a different circumstance than the one you are currently in.
You should just probably pick a guy that everybody thinks is going to be good. That way, if he's not, nobody will fire you for it.
Hey, you guys all said this was a guy.
Jameis Winston, you said it.
You saw. And you know what? Jason Light's still there.
Exactly.
Still there.
That pick's not going to get you fired. Now, moving up to get Daniel Jones.
Yeah, you got to get him out of here. You guys got nobody wanted that guy at six except for Dave.
Exactly right. Okay, we'll be back with more PMS, the F1 report, headed your way next. Moving on, keep moving on, pushing on, pushing on. Isn't that what I'm
supposed to do? Petros and Money. Available on the free iHeartRadio app. Now.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. UCLA basketball on our sister station, AM 1150, number one versus number two. Gonzaga, UCLA tips off at 7. Here we got Clippers, Mavericks, and we have a triple header on Thanksgiving Day. Bears, Lions, Raiders, Cowboys, Bills, Saints. All three games here on your home of the NFL, AM 570 LA Sports.
All right, Matt, we'll get to the F1 report. It was a crazy Middle Eastern weekend. We all watched it.
That's the truth.
Lewis Allwright, Hamilton, and Mercedes continue to close the gap in the Drivers' Championship to rival in our hero Mad Max Verstappen. Dominant victory in the inaugural Qatar Grand Prix at the Losail International Circuit on Sunday evening. Hamilton took the pole position on Saturday night and then took advantage of a Verstappen grid penalty for ignoring double yellow flags during qualifying that dropped him from second on the grid to P7. Well, it's like ignoring the parking attendant here at the Pinnacle. You pay a price for that, Matt.
What a f***ing bitch.
He can call.
What?
What a f***ing bitch.
He can call.
All right, Hamilton.
I don't think you swore at the people downstairs.
I did not swear. But when a man puts a camera in your face and says, I'm filming you, it can be quite annoying.
Price to pay. With that penalty, like Matt had to serve, Pierre Gasly moved up to P2 in his AlphaTauri, but was no match for the seven-time world champ Hamilton when the lights went out.
All right, Hamilton.
Hamilton controlled the pace at the front of the field. Lights to flag win. Second in a row after his epic drive in Brazil. It was Allwright Hamilton's 30th Grand Prix with a different F1 circuit win.
It's right.
The lustful Verstappen was able to minimize the damage with a controlled drive from 7th on the grid to a solid P2 finish. He moved quickly up to P4 on lap 1 and then followed Hamilton home to limit the damage, securing the fastest lap bonus point in the process to maintain his lead in the Drivers' Championship by 8 points. Only 2 races left, Matt.
Now they're a bunch of wankers. Yeah, bunch of clowns.
I wouldn't say that. It was a respectable.
It was a hell of a start by Verstappen.
Hamilton finished 1-2 with Verstappen for the 19th time this season. The most compelling story of the night was the return to the podium for 2-time world champion Fernando Alonso. Dutifully guided his Alpine home with an aggressive one-stop strategy to secure P3. His first podium finish for the Spaniard since 2014. A span of 105 races. A record interval between trips to the podium, Matt.
Pretty awesome.
His quote, "It's been a while
since I could hold my head up high
with Lewis right next to me." Alonso, who returned to F1 this season with Alpine after 2 years off, had been quick all weekend in the desert, loving the track layout and showing extreme pace through all sessions, taking advantage of the grid penalties for Verstappen and Valtteri Bottas. Alonso leapt into second, ultimately lost the position to the Dutchman, but was able to hold off the charging Guadalajarian, Checo Perez, to make his first podium since Hungary, 2014.
Yes!
Yes! Get in there, you beauty!
Beauty!
Ole! Ole!
Ole! Ole! Ole! Ole!
Awesome job, mate. Well managed. Okay, so scenario 12. Okay, and we're staying out on track, and you're going to the grid.
P3.
Awesome job, mate.
Yeah,
well done, guys. What a weekend. You deserve it, guys. I'm happy for you. Hopefully this is the new trend for 2022.
Yeah, the new trend for Alpine.
Right.
Esteban Ocon also had a sensational weekend for Alpine with a P5 finish.
Ocon's been good.
Yeah.
He's been good this year.
Behind the other Red Bull of Checo Perez, the French team got a huge haul of 25 points over the course of the weekend. It was not a weekend to remember for the other Silver Arrow, piloted by the stoic bare-assed Finn Valtteri Bottas. Like Mad Max, Bottas was penalized by the stewards for ignoring yellow flags during quali, dropping him from 3 to 6. Then he got off to a nightmare start, dropping like a stone to P11 on the first lap. But following an urgent message over team radio from Mercedes boss Toto Wolff to get his bare ass in gear, Bottas responded by clawing his way up the grid into P3. But then his race imploded in fabulous finish fashion. Having not pitted yet, Bottas suffered a puncture on his front left tire. Mm-hmm. Here's the air coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Skidded off on lap 33 under the gravel, limped his way back to the pits, throwing sparks high into the desert night, forced to retire then 7 laps from the end with too much damage to continue. An inauspicious ending for the stoic Finn, who will be demoted to Alfa Romeo next season, and he finishes his career with Mercedes. This only two left for Valtteri.
The old DNF that very well could sabotage their constructor championship.
I wish it was less.
What do you mean you wish it was less?
I wish it was less.
It's only 2 races. You can't get through that?
I wish it was less.
With Bottas' retirement and the 2-4 finish for the Bulls, the Mercs' lead is now just down to 5 points for the constructors' title over the final 2 Grand Prix.
Clean sweep.
All right, here we go, Matt. From one Grand Prix in the Middle East to another, the F1 circus heads to Jeddah. The inaugural Saudi Arabian Grand Prix on December 5th before finishing in Bahrain the week after. Everybody loves what Saudi Arabia's got to offer, right? No problems there.
Really doing great things these days.
The all-new Jeddah Corniche Circuit figures to be the fastest street circuit in Formula One. You went after Bahrain, Matt, but you like that circuit.
I do.
Under the floodlights of the Arabian night, the atmosphere promises to be electric. The coastal resort area of the ancient Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah will be alive. Unlike the old classic street circuits with 90-degree turns, the Jeddah circuit will have fast sweeping corners, utilizing both temporary street sections, along with some permanent sections designed especially for the Grand Prix. Average speeds will be well over 150 miles per, quicker than those seen at Silverstone, and second only, Matt, to the Temple of Speed in Italia, Monza. It will be the fastest street circuit ever in Formula One, while also featuring the most corners.
Period.
On the 2021 calendar with 27.
Period.
Many of them quick and snaking as the drivers make their way along the Jeddah waterfront.
Period.
Can Mad Max fight back in Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi after his recent setbacks in Brazil and Qatar?
That's not cool.
What's not cool about it?
Not much.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
You think Lewis R. Wright Hamilton, like the legendary British archaeologist, army officer, and diplomat, Colonel Thomas Edward Lawrence, a.k.a. Lawrence of Arabia, T.E. Lawrence, continue his daring assault on the Dutchman's lead to claim his eighth driver's championship?
Why would we doubt him at this point? After what we saw in Brazil, followed by another victory, why would we doubt him? Because I'm tired of believing in Verstappen only to be disappointed.
We're close, though. And, you know, Lawrence of Arabia died in that motorcycle accident. And, you know, Lewis has that scooter.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's a historical fact. It's not a movie.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it's not like Barb in Stranger Things. It's like a...
Oh, now you're just going to do that?
Oh, God. We'll know what's going to happen in 2 weeks' time.
Now, why don't you just go to the future and come back and tell us, Senior Spoiler?
You already did. And that is your F1 report for Southern California. We'll be back with a meaty segment, final hour fun fact, quick hits, dead and alive, and then Clippers.